Where do you live?
I told you, with my mother.
Well, where does she live?
179th Street in the Bronx.
All right, I'll take you to the subway.
Like hell you will. You'll buy me a cab.
Why'd all you dames have to live in the Bronx?
You mean you bring other girls up here?
Certainly not. I'm a happily married man.
And he's lying. He's a happily married man on an affair. And that's not fair to his wife. That's not fair to the other woman. And he and this other woman are basically making life miserable for themselves. That's from the apartment. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. You can pick up the phone and give me a call and ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. I'm a clinical psychologist, and the goal is to help you see things from a new perspective, a better perspective that makes you happier in life, that gives you possibly some thinking skills. And right now we're turning to the phones and welcome Bianca.
Hi, Dr. Kenna. How are you?
Oh, very good. You're having problems as a newlywed?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. Like today, me and myself, we've been married, I want to say, for about 10 months. Right now, I am 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
We have our little one on the way. And it's just been difficult, I guess, because myself and my husband were young. We're 20.
You're both 20 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I have a 2-year-old daughter that's not from him. But, I mean, he loves her and he accepts her and everything. But just throughout our relationship, I went into a relationship knowing that I loved him and knowing that I was going to devote myself to him. And he was still, you know, kind of sneaky and deceiving.
Sneaky and deceiving? Oh, what are you talking about? Girls on the side?
Yes, ma'am. He was still talking to girls and this throughout our marriage.
This is when you were married?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been married?
We've been married now for about 10 months.
Married for 10 months?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a year in April.
Yeah. Okay, and so you've got you're 8 months pregnant. You got pregnant 2 months into marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's talking to other girls. Give me some visuals. What's going on?
Like before, like he hasn't. This is all last year. Like I want to say, actually, stopped in January.
He stopped.
Like he was. I'm sorry.
He stopped in January.
Yes, ma'am. In January. Because I told him that I wasn't going to have it and that I was going to leave him and that we'd get divorced. That was fine. He's in the service. He's in the Army.
Yeah.
And he was, I guess I gave him somewhat of a reality check. But I mean, like, he was from two different states. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm from El Paso, Texas. So, you know, I was brought up in a real close-knit family. And where he's from, he says people don't get married, you know. People don't. He grew up with a father himself, you know, and I grew up with both of my parents. I grew up, I want to say, fairly well, you know, whatever I wanted, we always had. And he didn't have that kind of lifestyle. And he says that ultimately we're not going to make it because we're like from two different planets.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. What made you decide to marry him?
I married him because I saw there was this like when he confronted me, we had gotten out, I want to say, for like 2 months, 3 months before we got married. I just instantly fell in love with him because before him, I was in an abusive relationship with the father of my first child, mm-hmm. my daughter. Mm-hmm. And after that, I just went celibate for a year. I wasn't worrying about guys, just school, work, and my daughter. And when I met my husband, he was just so awesome and fun and loving. And it seemed like he was about me, and he was just so different. He wasn't from Texas. You know, the boys that I'm used to, the same old, you know, that don't have that.
So he had a charge in life that you admired.
Yes.
He had an enthusiasm, a passion for life.
Exactly.
And he focused on you.
Yes,
ma'am. He was into you, as they say?
Yes.
At the time? And then how did he become interested in other women while he's interested in you? What's going on there?
I guess he said that he had a lot of female friends, which I had a lot of male friends, but the thing is that I can have an actual platonic relationship with a male knowing that I don't want to get with them because I have self-control. Aside from all of that, I have respect for myself.
And he's had sex with other women while married to you?
No, ma'am. He doesn't have, like, sexual relationships. But, like, one of the girls that he was reaching out to, she sent him a naked picture on his cell phone.
She sent him what?
She sent my husband a naked picture of her.
A naked picture?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's definitely crossing the line and teasing him and certainly giving him an incentive to cross, to move into an affair.
And I'm talking about on the internet, like, he used to have two girls over the internet, and he's like, man, it's just a game to me. And I'm like, how is our relationship a game? If you're doing things that is ultimately going to destruct our relationship, why would you play with fire if you're going
to
get burned?
And what does he say to that? That's an excellent point.
He said, no, like, he thinks he's not wrong. He's like, this is just a game. This is something petty. He says that I've never been in the real world because I've lived in my city my whole life.
Okay, I want to disagree with him there, that if you're looking for a passionate romantic relationship, then he can't be playing on the side. And I don't care where in the world you are, it is painful. If you were, he may not want, may not want an exclusive romantic relationship. I mean, some guys get married, but they don't like, they feel suffocated. They feel like they're imprisoned. And that's not, well, if that's what he feels like, then, you know, what can you do? You chose based on the knowledge you had at the time, but you didn't have all the cards, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. What if it's, if he's saying that it's petty, why can't he then give it up?
Exactly, and that's what I tell him. And he's like back then he was just like, okay, like whatever. He's like, this is, it's all a joke to me. I'm like, okay, well, if it's nothing, why don't you give it up? He says, because he doesn't feel like he's doing anything wrong. He's an Aries, and like he's very hard-headed. He always has to be
right. I don't get into any astrological signs. I think that's all silliness. But here's what happens. When you're looking to find your romantic partner, you meet somebody, but if you don't know them across many different aspects of their life, if you don't see them under stressful situations, if you don't see them when, for example, you're pregnant now, you're 8 months pregnant, so it's difficult with sex when you may not be feeling so well in the early months of pregnancy, and, you know, things get a little shaky during that period, and that's when you need to bond most closely, not look
at... And that's what I tell him, and then, like, sometimes, like, I'll get emotional. Like, I'm not big on crying, you know, I'm like one of those girls who's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not big on crying, but it's like the stuff that he does, I just don't understand, because I'm a very positive person. I don't think negative, but, you know, I see life that there's, it's a half a cup full, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah.
He's like, in the real world, you can't think like that, because in the real world, you know, it's not like that.
Yeah, you know,
like,
he keeps using, he keeps giving you the world, real world excuse for whatever he wants to do that doesn't match what you want to do. And he's taking advantage of the fact that he's from St. Louis and you're from El Paso, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So what I would recommend is you taking a very close look at whether he's the partner for you. You can learn, you can continue to communicate with him, because maybe he'll grow up. Maybe he'll see that the real world, if he wants a real, genuine romantic world, not what many people do and have torn relationships and they hang together just because they're married and they have kids, but they're not happy with one another. You want to take your life seriously. Now, I know it will be hard for you. What are your options? If you were to leave him, where would you go?
I guess back to you, because I really don't want to go back to my family, because, like, my sisters are all older, but they live with my mom. And, like, everybody, like I said, my family's really tight-knit.
Listen,
but
we are right at the end of time. So here's what I recommend. You want to take your life seriously and ask yourself the question, is he good for me? If I'm chronically anxious, especially when I'm about to have a baby and I need his support most, is he the right partner? Communicate openly with him. Try to get yourselves into counseling if that's possible. There's a book, Couple Skills, and one of the first author is Matthew McKay, that you can try and read. I think it's on my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com, and I wish you a lot of success with this. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
One romance killer is the killer of joy, altruism, self-sacrifice. To the degree that you have an anti-self moral code, you will suffer. To be a valuer, you must care about yourself and your life. When we ask clients, what do you love in life? Many respond with a long, painful pause. They say, I don't know, I never asked myself that question. I've been so busy living for everyone else that I never focused on myself. It feels selfish to do that. They are right. Valuing is rationally selfish and a healthy process. Living by the code of self-sacrifice destroys your capacity to value, because under that code, only other people's values count. What type of person would be attracted to you if you have no serious values? The selfless person is a magnet for the me-only narcissist who knows a good victim when he sees one.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.